This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Whoa! Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to answer some questions that people have been bringing up quite a bit recently concerning Romans 13, and I want to show you how the biblical illiterates have turned it upside down on its head. For you to suggest in Scripture God commands us to disobey Him and put ourselves into obedience to a tyrant, you are sadly mistaken. You can find it nowhere in Scripture. As a matter of fact, what's happening right now, friends, fanning the flames of persecution, by the way, which I believe is the best thing happening to the church in America today, we just found out that a judge, a superior judge, apparently he believes that he's above the supremacy law, right? Found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. But a superior judge now says and orders the church, John MacArthur's church, to close down. Hey, folks, don't close down. Have service. Remove the church. If the church was doing its job, it'd be educating the people as to what government can do and what they can't do. Keep in mind, this superior judge has never been given delegated authority to usurp the rights of the people that God has given them. Why? Because it was never delegated to them to do so, friends. They are not above the law, and it's time to remind the American people, politicians, the President of the United States, I don't care what branch of government they're in or what capacity in government that they occupy, friends, they are not above the law. They are there to uphold the law, not to tear it down and recreate it in an image of a global order. Okay, so let's get this right. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. I wanted to bring this up because it is that important. We're seeing behind closed doors right now, namely through the likes of Mrs. Feinstein, Mrs. Gestapo herself in California, and this slithering politician from the Carolina, none other than Lindsey Graham, talking about common ground on red flag gun laws. Okay? This is what's happening behind all of this smoke and mirror, all of the distraction through the whole COVID-19, friends, perpetuated fraud taking place on a global scale. They're trying to disarm the American people. Now, my listeners already know that after the Parkland shooting in Florida, we had none other than, you know, the little patsy, Nicholas Cruz. Well, why do you call him a patsy, Bradley? Because it can't be proven that he's the one that did the shooting. There's 70 cameras, yet we haven't seen the film from any single one, and not a one of the cameras, and the film has been released to the public so they can decide for themselves as to what took place there. Matter of fact, what I want to do is, if you remember right after this shooting that took place at Parkland High School in Florida, if you remember right, all the eyewitnesses, the students that eyewitnessed the crimes that were taking place there, even a teacher, they didn't identify Nicholas Cruz. He was the patsy. Here, let me do this. This is Alexia, okay, Meadnik, former student who was walking with none other than Nicholas Cruz. Oh, and keep in mind, big tech companies like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook have all deleted what I'm about to play for you. Listen to this.
I everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz.
Interesting.
And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
What was going on? As a matter of fact, Mrs. Alexia, she goes on and talks about how she heard shootings taking place over in the other buildings during the time that she was sitting there with Nicholas Cruz. It wasn't just eyewitness friends. There were several of them. And keep in mind, they were all expunged by big tech companies. Now, if you go over to any shooting that takes place in schools, for example, Columbine High School. Friends, there was over 101 eyewitnesses that the mainstream media reported right after the shooting, as was there, and I've got the videos and the audios as well, friends, but they identified over 101 eyewitnesses identified more shooters than just Eric and Dylan. Okay. Even some of the victims that were shot during Columbine said it wasn't Eric or Dylan that shot me. Okay? So you need to understand they needed a patsy to bring about these red flag laws. Also keep in mind, going back to Parkland, the Florida high school student reveals that there was a scheduled police drill on the same day of the shooting. Okay? So there's you always can tell when there's a conspiracy because there's always confusion around it, friends. Okay? Jeremiah 11:9, read it when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I'm also looking at some of these old articles that I actually had, live feeds and videos, so on and so forth, with eyewitnesses. They've all been expunged. See, if it doesn't serve their narrative, guess what? They want to get rid of that information. They've been doing this since the beginning of the beginning of time, forgive me. Why do Americans allow and suffer these abuses? You all the well know what this is aimed at, friends. It's aimed at disarming the American people. Bradley, that's far-fetched, is it? After this shooting took place at Parkland High School, by their patsy, Nicholas Cruz, keep in mind everything was expunged that would say otherwise. It's also interesting to note, friends, during that shooting, there was a teacher that said, Parkland teacher's first thoughts after seeing shooter, why are the police here? She had seen someone that was dressed up in tactical gear that was doing the shooting. Okay? She thought it was a police officer. Okay? Why is it that we just accept what the mainstream media says, friends? When again, you all the well know what this is all about. Now let me go after Parkland shooting. What did Donald Trump say right after that took place? Take away their guns first. Due process second. Does that sound like someone that's there to uphold our God-given rights or to take them away? Keep in mind, after the Parkland shooting, everybody knows that listens to the show that there was over 55 policies which undermine our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, through 26 governors, a majority of Republicans, that signed on to 55 new gun legislations that undermine the Second Amendment rights. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because this is happening now, friends. Why is it that they're talking about common ground on red flag gun laws now? And you have Dianne Feinstein sitting there with a big smirk on her face, like the cat looking at the bird, right? We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Amazing to me, isn't it? I just want to let all my listeners know in 131 cities across the United States of America today, we're not here complaining about the problems. We're taking it to the enemy. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, friends, and we're bringing forth a lawsuit to Facebook right now, and we're also, and that is in process right now, and I also wanted to let you know we're also dealing with YouTube. So if you're having issues right now, do understand they've been censoring this channel and my Facebook, not only my public page, but also my personal information. They're restricting it to the max, and it's completely, folks, for a better way of saying it, it's a violation of our First Amendment rights. God gave me my rights, and if I want to make sure that I can hold on to my rights and maintain my rights, I'm going to have to fight for my rights. 1 Timothy 6:12, for the record, okay? That's how it's done. You fight the good fight of faith, right? Faith without works is dead. Hello. Wanted to let you know, too, friends, if you want to check us out online, I would ask that you'd consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Now, friends, we're not a begging ministry. We never have been. And I know that there's many out there that do support the ministry, but I want to tell you this. We can do more. And we would ask that you'd consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. And by the way, you can go ahead and check this out if you're watching this live on YouTube right now. If that's right, yes, it is. You'll get one of these, and you'll also be a part of the membership, and we'll send you some other stuff and Christian materials. That's what this is about. But without you, we are not going to be here, just for the record. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty by going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, and look at membership. Please do consider. Again, we can do more. Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store, go to membership, and sign up. Also, wanted to let you know, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. We're a ministry for those new listeners right now that have done over 360 high schools in 25 different states. We're on national radio. We're broadcasting abroad into 53 countries as well. We have done television, radio, prisons, schools, elementary, middle schools, high schools, colleges, and the list goes on, friends. There's nowhere we will not go. We are taking the mandate serious, and I was just looking at the mandate. map this morning as to what we have done. And folks, most people would come in and say, oh my goodness, look what you guys have done in 23 years of ministry. And I would look at you and say, I don't feel that I've done anything yet. Now, why do you say that? Because that's a real call. When you look at Joshua, when he was 85 years old, he said that when he was given the mandate from Moses to bring the children of Israel into the promised land from in the book of Joshua 1 through 16, he said when he was 85 years old, he still had that same vigor, that same strength. And so it is. I could do everything I've done all over again. Why? Because there's a real call there. And God gives us the natural strength or spiritual strength that our natural force will not be abated or will our eyes grow dim. That's the promise that he gave Moses, and it's the same thing that none other than Joshua lived out. And so it is here, folks. We have a country to fight for, and we have our posterity to fight for, because the last thing I want to do is drop this on our kids that they might be enslaved by a bunch of useful idiots and corrupt politicians and clowns in the circus of politics that their dad and mom tolerated. No, for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you know what our duty is before God, and we do it willfully. And it's not a job. We do what we love, and everything else will follow. And that's exactly it. If we love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're going to love our neighbor as ourself, Matthew 22:37. And the process of doing just that, friends, is going out there and seeking and saving that which is lost. Now, some will say to me, well, Bradley, you know, you just you act like you're the savior of the world. Well, I got a question for you. How come you don't act like the captain of your salvation? Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men, Mark 4:17. If we serve the Savior, people are going to see the Savior through us. We're written epistles for all men to read, period. Okay? And they need to see Jesus Christ. They don't need to see us. We're called to bring answers to the world, not the problems to the world, friends. Isaiah 58:12. So again, just going back, friends, if you would like to support us, if you'd like to book us, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, and you can check out 13 to 15 articles every single day, friends, combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots that are... folks, that's why I continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. They're giving you the information. They're not journalists. They're reading it from a teleprompter, and this from coast to coast every day. And we played audio for you, how they are verbatim saying the same words from different useful idiots across the country in the thousands every single day of the week. They're doing what they're told to do. They're not journalists. They're not doing their job, friends. They're selling you out like Judas sold out Jesus Christ for 30 people pieces of silver. Luke 22, verse 48. Read it when you get a moment. But if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. Click on to YouTube on the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat. We have our faithfuls over there right now, and I appreciate every single one of you guys. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, articles 13 to 15. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube and join us on Top Chat. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're right on the front page there. And by the way, I am fired up today, just for the record, because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm going to play some audio for you in just a second from this slithering scumbag. And that's exactly what he is. He's a politician, which is a slang word for a said representative. Not working for us, but special interest groups. Mr. Lindsey Graham in just one moment here. But again, go to beforeitsnews.com. Click on to YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Go on to... Before It's News on the front page, click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page. If you want to call us, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, folks, without further ado, I want to get into this because this is some audio I'm going to play for you, and it's by none other than Senator Lindsey Graham talking about common ground concerning red flag gun laws. Well, listen, when you read the Second Amendment, it clearly says shall not be infringed. okay? And I'm talking about the Bill of Rights. If you also take the time, friends, to read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it's interesting that this was set up as a safe vouch, friends, to safeguard ourselves from our said representatives. In other words, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, but they continuously keep infringing and violating incrementally our Second Amendment rights as they are blatantly attacking our First Amendment right now. Now, I want to tell you, all of your rights found in the Bill of Rights, friends, are going to go for naught if they disarm you. Just because you have nothing to back them up with, just for the record, okay? But it's interesting that when you look at the amendments and why they were ratified, it's interesting to note that when you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it says the convention of the number of states having the time of the adopting of the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, okay? That further declaratory and restricting clauses should be added, and as extending the grounds of public confidence in the government will ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So it was there to say, "Fouch you, America." It was added to back them off from your God-given rights. And see, most people don't even know what their God-given rights are. As a matter of fact, when I do high schools, the first thing I'll ask the young people in the hundreds of thousands across the country was, and is, when I still do high schools, how many in this room know their founding documents? How many know the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or the U.S. Constitution or the Declaration of Independence? They all laugh at me. I say, well, if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. Okay? And this is exactly what corruption is banking on. This is exactly why the federal government has been busy, friends, indoctrinating the up-and-comings over the last 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 decades in this country. I mean, folks, let's call it for what it is. What kind of a fool would send their kids into a public school to be educated, or should I add, indoctrinated by their enemies? This is what's happening in America all day long, unless you've taken your kid out of public school and homeschooled them. The Bible tells you you're the ones that are to train up a child in the way that they will go. So when they're old, they will not depart from it. It doesn't say anything about dropping them off at the school gate to be indoctrinated by a bunch of stinking liberal freaks. Lawless individuals, liberal is good within its definition, but the meaning that I'm taking here, friends, is liberal in the sense of lawless. And that's exactly what they are. They'll sit there and tell you they're just doing their job. I've had principals tell me, Bradley, every 3 to 7 years the science and history books are being changed. And then he chuckles about it, and I have to look at him and say, well, what's so funny about that? I'm just doing my job. No, you're not doing your job. You're not doing your job at all. You're doing the job of those that mean to indoctrinate these kids. But don't ever forget, older generation, namely to those that have subjected their kids to everything and protected them from nothing, keep in mind, one day they're going to be your rulers. And I want to ask you something. How's that working out for many of the older generation today? It's not. They're being zeroed in by the same government today, are they not? Yes, they are. And the same generation, the up-and-comings, are the ones that are what? Protesting them. Why? Because they become a reproach. When I come back on the other side, friends, I'm going to cover this red flag gun laws. Unconstitutional. Just another name to undermine the U.S. Constitution and your Bill of Rights right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Diminishing winds and rising humidity help firefighters battling deadly blazes in Oregon and California. But with dozens of people still missing, authorities in both states fear that the receding flames could reveal many more dead across the blackened landscape. Oregon's emergency management director still says officials are preparing for a possible mass fatality event, and the state's fire marshal was abruptly placed on administrative leave. In California, smoke that painted the skies orange also helped corral the state's deadliest blaze of the year. The smoke helped block the sun, reducing temperatures and raising humidity. Nine people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead in California since lightning-caused fires that started weeks ago fused into a monster blaze that largely destroyed Berry Creek, a tiny hamlet in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne for his heroics in a 2015 daring raid that rescued 75 ISIS hostages from a prison in northern Iraq, with Trump praising him as one of the bravest men anywhere in the world. Trump hailed Payne's heroic, selfless actions that led to 20 ISIS terrorists being killed and the saving of 75 of the captives. Payne, age 36, is the first living member of the Delta Force to receive the Medal of Honor, the highest decoration a member of the military can be given. Nearly 10,000 North Carolinians had their mail-in ballots accepted during the first week of voting in the United States, according to data released by the State Board of Elections. Of the ballots returned so far, 6,155 are from Democrats, compared to only 1,248 from Republicans. More than 750,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, with Democrats accounting for 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to make it your show. Folks, 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us what? It tells us, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine without error. They want to hold to the word. They will not hold to the Constitution. No, they're a bunch of individuals that want to be, well, they want to be entertained. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. What does it say after that? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine without error, but wanting to have their ears tickled. Folks, I see it all day long. When I'm on live chat, I see the numbers fluctuate like a roller coaster. Why? Because people don't want sound doctrine. They want to be entertained out of their freedoms. They're like the Epicureans, the Stoics. They just want to sit there and listen to new things all day long. No wonder why you're confused, Daniel 9:7. No wonder why you're confused. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. I see it all day long. It's time for you to get serious. It's time for you to put off the things of a child and to put on the things of a man or a woman. You know, it's interesting in this country today, friends, we're taught just the exact opposite as to how we should be taught. You drive down the highway, you see these filthy bookstores throughout Missouri and Wisconsin. By the way, they have the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. And it says adult bookstores and mature bookstores, right? Mature. Oh, you mature. as you get older so you can watch things and do things that God forbids, really. That's not growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just the exact opposite. Read 2 Peter 3:18 when you get a moment. My goodness, people. Look at the grown-ups have done with this world, man, on so many different fronts. And I'm talking about the modern-day self-professed mature grown-ups, right? The adults today. Look what they have done with this country. Folks, red flag laws. Let's get to this. I need to kill this real quick. I'm going to play some audio. But red flag laws, they're trying to indoctrinate the up-and-comings to take this on now, right? Again, it's policy. It undermines the U.S. Constitution. It undermines your God-given rights. In the United States, a red flag law is a gun control law that permits police or family members to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may represent a danger to others or themselves. Now, I want you to think about this before I play this audio. This is the same government that's talking about keeping you safe by disarming you or having someone in your family or one of your neighbors play the snitch. You need to understand that that's what it's about. This government, friends, is the same government that has sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies every day. Don't sit there and tell me about how they care for us, because that's not their job. It's their job to enforce the law, condemn the wicked, and justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. That's it. To maintain order. Nothing else. If they were enforcing the laws that are in the books, friends, they'd be teaching those that are committing crimes to fear God and departing from iniquity. Okay? Proverbs 16, 6. That's not what they're doing. They're lowering the law and dimming the light. They're encouraging people to commit the crimes, because crime's always the excuse for government to come in and create more policies to further enslave the people. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68 when you get a moment. So listen to this, friends. This is nothing more than trying to get people to snitch on each other. Brother will deliver brother up to death, and his father his child, and children will rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death, right? This is all pre-planned, Matthew 10:21, and they're just hoping that you're stupid enough to drink in the Kool-Aid. Now, for those that laugh at Lindsey Graham as being the slick snake that he is, right? Because he is, and he's not good at it. I want you to, when I play this audio, I want to paint a picture so you can understand what I'm seeing. I'm watching Mr. Graham act like he has a care for the people. And talking to the representative, as he calls himself, Blumenthal, right, another criminal. And then we have Dianne Feinstein in between the two of them with her little Gestapo look, smile on her face, friends, gritting like a cat looking at a chicken because she's hungry. Literally. Okay, and that's not an over-exaggeration. I'm not sensationalizing that. In America, you've been desensitized to believe that these people are here to represent you. I want you to listen to this, okay? Go ahead and play Senator Lindsey Graham sees common ground on red flag gun laws. This is what's happening behind closed doors, friends. Listen to this.
This hearing today is to examine red flag laws, for lack of a better term. We're trying to identify people in our communities that are exhibiting pretty extreme behavior in terms of mental health issues.
Mental health.
See,
they can deem anybody mentally ill, friends, as they so desire, as they go along.
Family members to go to a court to say this person needs some help.
Creating enemies of the states is what they're doing, friends.
Before it occurs. There'll be a robust due process component. We'll have a witness talk about the kind of due process you need to make such a determination.
It's all about turning each other in.
There are 15 states that have a form of this. And one of the reasons we're having this hearing is because of Senator Blumenthal.
Whoa.
Nobody has been more passionate about trying to find a solution. It's not the solution that he would prefer sometimes. It's just doing something rather than doing nothing. And Senator Durbin's been that way about immigration for years. So I really do believe that, Senator Blumenthal, that after today we can sort of define the problem, that there are a lot of people may be worried, is the government going to come take your guns? And the answer is no.
What is he talking about then?
Nobody's going to come and take a gun from you.
What is he talking about then, friends? He's lying.
For law enforcement and family members to petition a court to say that somebody in your neighborhood or somebody down the street across town is about to blow.
I thought he just said he wasn't about having the government come get your guns. That's exactly what it's about.
Arms, and I try to be responsible in my ownership. Oh. But at the same time,
buts.
Every right has
enough buts to fill a stadium,
and
friends.
What I'm trying to do with this hearing today is start a discussion about what's working at the state level. Connecticut has a law. And one of the benefits of this law in Connecticut is to reduce suicide rates.
Oh, yeah, suicide rates.
The most common
rates.
Form of suicide is the gun.
Okay, hang on a second. Isn't it this government that's aiding people in committing suicide? Folks, you got to pay attention to the backstory. You need to understand that these are all paid. They're all paid traitors to the American people. And they've been doing it for a long time. Now, if anybody would like to just set me straight and you disagree with what I'm saying, please call in and set me straight on this. Everything he's saying, friends, has a but with it. He talks about how it's not about the government coming in and taking your guns. No, he's talking about your neighbors or your family member turning you in so the courts can send a cop out to take away your weapons because they're afraid you might just blow. That's in part what it's about. The other part, friends, is about snitching on your neighbors. Folks, they want to take down opposition and they want... Look to the Third Reich. What did they do? Just exactly what they're talking about right now. Red flag laws, right? Turn in your neighbors. You even have some individuals in government capacity today, incumbent, that are even talking about rewarding you for turning in your neighbors, right? And what is this all premised upon? The shooting at Parkland School in Florida. And who do they use as their little patsy? None other than Nicholas Cruz. And it's interesting to note, friends, the eyewitnesses counter what the mainstream media told you. And I also want to want you to remember March for Our Lives, which came right out. Remember right after the shooting took place in Parkland High School? Do you remember, friends, how they had Boss Hogg, this little punk kid who was being coached by mainstream media's useful idiots? Do you remember when this all came out, how they had all set up just right after the shooting, man? The following week, CNN had a gun debate. They had March for Our Lives. You know what we did? We did our homework only to find out that that permit was applied for concerning March for Our Lives, that rally that took place in Washington, D.C. Those permits were applied for months before it ever happened at Parkland School. Most people just take it for face value. This is all pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. Nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned. When are we going to figure this out? I'm not saying everything's first planned. They don't have control over everything, friends, but the fact of the matter is, what do they do? They never let a good crisis go to waste. And oftentimes you find out, friends, they're the ones creating the crisis. This is what I keep reiterating here, friends. These things aren't just happening. And it's interesting, when they do happen, they just happen to work out perfectly for their narrative until people like myself begin to pull the curtain back. And then we find out, wait a second, it's not the way they told us in any sense of the word. Let's go back to Senator, as he calls himself, Lindsey Graham, talking about common ground on red flag laws. This is nothing more than incrementally stripping away your God-given rights. Listen to this.
Indiana, Vice President Pence was very familiar with the Indiana red flag law. They're
yes, he was. Mr. Anti-Gunner himself, Creepy Mike.
Florida was the most recent example of a state seizing the moment.
Seizing the moment. Notice he said seizing the moment.
A member here today will identify a bit later. The perpetrator, I think, is Mr. Cruz.
There you go.
Really did everything but take an ad out in the paper. I'm going to shoot somebody. The police went to his house on multiple occasions. The FBI tip line got a call about him saying this guy is dangerous. He had social media postings that showed a very disturbed person. And he acted on it. So Florida, in turn,
he was accused of it anyways.
A red flag law, Florida specific, to give the law enforcement community a chance next time to intervene before it's too late.
Wait a second. Okay, that's good. But I thought he just said it wasn't about somebody in government coming to your house to take a gun. He just got done telling you that's exactly what it's about. prevention is better than cure, then educate them rather than indoctrinate them, America. This is ridiculous. I'm going to get to the topic after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about red flag laws, friends. They're completely unconstitutional. They've never been given delegated authority to do so. I don't care what they call it. It's not about the safety and the concern of the American people, because if it was, they wouldn't encourage crime. They would condemn it. But they're not condemning crime. They're encouraging crime. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's what they've always done. And that's how they get control over the people. They always use crime as an excuse. Line that up to, are you sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies? Then get back to God's 10. It really is that simple, friends. Now, I want to highlight this, friends, because, again, what we're going to be talking about, and we are talking about now, fanning the flames of persecution. This is the best thing in the world for the church. A judge in California just ordered John MacArthur's church to close down. I'm telling you, friends, the church need not shut down. They need to shut down the judge. And where people in this country have been desensitized, indoctrinated by the preachers, and I've heard them say it, oh, you know what? The Supreme Court might be above the people, but they're not above our God. No, wait a second. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from, that you would repeat something like that to go across the globe, namely in the United States of America, but he's a national preacher? Why would you say something like that? If he read the Constitution, he would know that that's not true. Hey, folks, the President of the United States of America is not above the law. The judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch is not above the law. There's not a senator, there's not a representative in the United States of America, in our form of government, a Republican form of government, Article 4, Section 4, is above the law. There's a supremacy clause. Guess what it is? The U.S. Constitution. If they violate the U.S. Constitution, the enumerated laws, you are to remove them. Article 3, Section 1, U.S. Constitution, speaking of judges, listen carefully. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress, who's Congress? The voice of the people, our representatives, may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices, what? During good behavior. Good behavior. You know what good means in Webster's 1828, friends, dictionary? Conform to truth. Judges are to play the referee. They're to make reference to God's moral law. Again, condemning the wicked, justifying the righteous. They play the referee to make reference to what's written. They're not to play the activist. They're not to legislate from the bench. Why? Because they don't have any delegated authority in doing so. But they do it anyways. But here's what the American people do. In California, the judge just ordered church to shut down. Okay, well, we better submit to him. We better do what he says. If they knew the law, if they took the time to know the law, if they took the time to know what it says, they would know when the judge is acting in bad behavior as well as in good behavior. But they don't do that. Well, if the judge said so. How many times have you heard it? Well, if the Supreme Court says so. Really? If the Supreme Court says so, if the Supreme Court says you can kill babies, you can kill babies. If the Supreme Court redefines marriage for two men to get married and two women to get married, well, then it must be so. Are you really that constitutionally illiterate because you're biblically that illiterate? I mean, folks, I'm not talking to somebody else. I'm talking to those that are listening to the show. Are you kidding me? Gay marriage, never in the history of mankind. To sanction the murder of innocent babies, again, I did a show this last week, when they did it in Germany, folks, when they were killing people, 6 to 12 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies, America said, crimes against humanity, crimes against humanity. But when your government does it for some reason or another, it's acceptable because now it's a choice because they said so. Really? They set you at war with God. Read Micah 3:5. Really, America? Really? Whoa! You know, I believe that one of the greatest wonders to me will always be that the masses, 330 million people, namely in my country, my responsibility, will tolerate and submit to the crimes of the incumbent sitting in some governmental position. In this particular case, one that calls himself a judge. It blows me away that the masses, well, if he said so, well, wait a second, what did God say, Mr. Professing Christian? Well, God said that I'm supposed to stand up in defiance to his tyrannies. I mean, that's what our forefathers taught us. And by the way, when I look at Scripture, that's what it teaches us as well. We're not to submit to tyranny. Well, you know, if the judge says something. No, really what it comes down to is you don't want to take the time and fight the good fight on the behalf of your posterity the way that your forefathers fought for their posterity, which just happens to be you, hypocrite. Hypocrite. Our forefathers, Thomas Paine, if there's trouble, let it come in my time. The generation today, the older people, the adults of the world, friends, are saying, you know what, to H with those kids, I can't wait until I get out of here. Only to stand in front of their judge and be condemned for what they left off when they were here on this earth. Not good. Prepare to meet your God, people. It is. It's one of the greatest wonders to me, and it always will be, that the masses will tolerate and submit to the crimes of the one incumbent sitting in some governmental position. Instead of dealing with the tyrant, they submit to it. The masses do. It's amazing. You know, it's interesting. Again, let's go back to any dictatorship. The people in those prospective countries are killed in the millions. Why? Because the people submitted to the dictator. in what it comes down to, it's a curse, obviously. Read Isaiah 30. But the fact of the matter is they submitted to man, the arm of the flesh, where they reaped the curse, rather than to God and throwing him off. Why did the masses put up with the one or twos that act in a tyrannical manner, in a foreign manner to the U.S. constitutions in which they're supposed to uphold the enumerated laws, by the way? Most people say, they just believe that because they've been put there. They must know better than us. Folks, today nothing could be further from the truth. And do consider, just this is an insertion into this conversation, do consider voter fraud, please, because it's massive in this country. Read Ephesians 4:14. Hey, folks, these modern-day tyrants act in a foreign manner to that which our forefathers established. They are. If our forefathers sat down right now, they would look at what you've accepted as American government, and they would say that this is foreign to the U.S. Constitution in which we were the architects. Oh, my goodness. Everything was under God. All your preambles are starting out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. On your court buildings, you see Moses and the Ten Commandments. When you go to graveyards, namely the veterans that paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we have by sacrificing themselves, John 15:13, right? What do you see above their heads? Christian crosses. What do you see on the Liberty Bell? Leviticus 25:10. The list goes on and on and on and on. What do politicians do before they serve the people? They put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man they'll uphold the U.S. Constitution, the laws found within. And yet you see them do the opposite, and you're trying to figure out why your country's completely backwards, because judgment has turned backwards. Read Isaiah 59. It seems that the more the people resist, now on a positive, it seems that the more the people resist, for example, in California, just last week we had 12,000 people, Todd Starnes reported, show up in California and defying that dictator, effeminate wannabe, Gavin Newsom in California. You've accepted the fact that he's a governor. He's not a governor, friends. He's a tyrant. He's a dictator wannabe. He's a little communist. It's exactly what he is. And until you start talking like this, friends, you're not going to come to the terms and to the terms that he's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a traitor to we the people, according to law. He is. Read Article 3, Section 3. This is pretty extreme. Yep, it is pretty extreme, friends. The things that they've been tolerated in doing is pretty extreme, friends, to say the least. They want control over every facet of your life, friends. And the fact of the matter is they can't even control their own lives. But going back to California, it seems that the more that the people resist the tyrannies taking place, the more the tyrants stand up and defy the people. You're seeing the same thing in Michigan. You're seeing the same thing in Virginia. Northam, that crooked joker. Folks in Virginia, man, they're at least awake, and so are they in Michigan. And the best thing about what's going on right now, friends, is the fact that the more that they defy the people, the more the people wake up. Now read Exodus, because the Bible tells us the more that they oppressed the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Let me line it up with this. Read Exodus 1. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, friends, because rest assured, it's exactly what they're doing. They're warring against the very people that they are supposed to be, what? Serving. Hour 2 coming up. By the way, thank you for making us the number 1 and number 2 show out of 65 different radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, broadcasting into 131 cities in America and 53 countries abroad. We appreciate you. Hour 2 coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.